Doctor, thanks for seeing me again on such short notice. I've been going through a lot of stuff lately, and I really need someone to talk to about it. So 9 months ago, this stray dog showed up on mine and my husband's front porch, and we took him in, you know? We thought maybe we'd just have him for a night and see if we could find his owner on Facebook or something. But no one tried to claim him. So one day turned into 1 week, and that turned into 1 month, and the next thing you know, we basically adopted the dog. He was really aggressive, but I kind of liked that about him, you know? He did whatever he wanted, and he would bark at my husband whenever he was around. So eventually, I was the only one he would let feed him and play with him and even give him a bath. I think that's what he wanted. And the weird thing was, whenever I would have sex with my husband, it was like the dog could smell it on me, and he'd get so mean. He'd bark so loud at me and try to bite me, so I thought, okay, maybe I'll just try and avoid having sex for a little while. My husband didn't really notice right away, but the dog did. He was friendly again, so I kept putting off sex, but it was driving me crazy. I feel like I have, like, a sex addiction sometimes. So going a whole week without sex was insane. I really needed to fuck someone, and I literally begged the dog to let me fuck my husband. I was down on my hands and knees and everything. I don't know if he understood or not, but he started growling at me, and I honestly was afraid he was going to attack me. So I told him not to worry. I wouldn't fuck my husband. But that night, I was just going crazy. My pussy was soaking wet, and I kept squeezing my legs together. I just needed to come. But I knew if I fucked my husband, the dog would probably attack me, and it would end up pretty badly. So, the only thing that made sense at the time was to sneak outside in a t-shirt and some sweatpants. I wasn't wearing any underwear. And find that dog. I got on my hands and knees, pulled down my sweats, and begged that dog to fuck me. I was crying and begging him to get on top of me and shove his cock inside me. I started to worry that he wouldn't do it, but then I felt him jump on me. He didn't even wait, he just plunged his whole cock deep inside me and started humping like crazy. I started coming within, like, seconds. He fucked me so hard and so fast, and before I knew it, he was coming right inside me. And it was quite a lot. See, I always make my husband wear condoms because I don't want to have any kids, but I didn't have to worry about that with the dog. He fucked me raw and pumped all his cum right into my womb. And I was crying and thanking him over and over. We were stuck together with this knot inside me, but I just loved it. I loved having something inside me. After a couple of minutes, he got free and ran off to his doghouse. He didn't lick me or anything to thank me. It was like he didn't even care. The next morning, my husband tried to touch me, but I still had doggy come inside me and smeared all up and down my legs, so I told him not to touch me. He was pretty upset about that, but eventually he left. The funny thing is, when I woke up, I was so horny and wanted to fuck, but I knew I couldn't fuck him. So, as soon as he was gone, I opened the back door and let the dog inside. As soon as he came in, I stripped off all my clothes and got down on my hands and knees again. And just like that, we were fucking again. He was slobbering on the back of my neck and scratching me with his claws. He was just so rough. It honestly hurt. And I started to cry because I was scared. I just laid there and didn't dare move and just let him use me and come inside. He pumped more cum in me, growled at me a little, and then went back outside. Things went on like this for months. I fucked the dog more and more, letting him come inside every time. I started giving my husband less and less attention. Even on our anniversary, I acted like I was so sick so he'd leave me alone. But then I went outside and showed the dog the gift I'd gotten him for a special occasion. I bought this cute little pink collar and put it on. Kind of like an engagement ring, you know? I thought maybe if I showed the dog how much I loved him, he would be more gentle with me. But no. He fucked me harder than ever before. It was basically rape. He growled at me the whole time and fucked me hard and on purpose. Like he was trying to make me hurt. And it did. I was crying again. But that's nothing new. He makes me cry every time he fucks me. But still, I put on that dog collar. And I mean it. So I basically belonged to him. When my husband pointed out that we weren't having sex anymore, I made it sound like no big deal. I was having plenty of sex. I was getting raped by the dog 2, sometimes 3 times a day. My knees and palms were always scratched up, and my pussy was all stretched out from the fucking of that dog knot. I was basically useless, and the only thing that made me feel useful was being a cum dump for all those loads of doggy cum. That's what brings me to you. I wonder if I'm going crazy, and if I should stop.